A Murderous Yarn, A Needlecraft Mystery by Monica Ferris, narrated by Susan Boyce. Chapter 1. Spring came early to Excelsior that year. Everyone remarked that there had been no hard freezes since the 5th of March. The ice on Lake Minnetonka was rotten and great puddles gleamed like quicksilver on it. It was not yet St. Patrick's Day, but the robins were back. Morning doves were sobbing, and daffodils budded on south-facing flower-beds. Only yesterday, Betsy had been delighted to find a great wash of purple crocuses pushing through the flat layers of dead leaves on the steep, tree-strewn slope behind her apartment building. She had noticed the rich purple color while taking out the trash. It had been the one good thing about the task. On that same trip, her vision downward, blocked by boxes and black plastic bags, she had nearly fallen into one of the yawning potholes that menaced traffic in her small parking lot. She'd had to put everything down while she struggled with the dumpster's creaking lid, so rusted around the hinges it resisted being lifted. How wonderful it would be, she had thought, to bring the trash out to the front sidewalk on Wednesdays for someone else to pick up and carry away. Even better, to dig up the crumbled blacktop parking lot, put in some topsoil, and plant tulips and bleeding hearts and old-fashioned varieties of roses, the kind whose scent lay heavy on the air in summer. And at the back, a row of benches under trellises covered alternately with honeysuckle and morning glories to draw butterflies and hummingbirds. She stood beside the homely dumpster for a minute, inhaling imaginary sweet-smelling air. But her tenants' leases promised each a parking space and a container to put their refuse in any day of the week. She had been dismayed.